Our play this week concerns the trials and tribulations of one Dr. Iris Stewart, a character I think you're going to like. And our star is a young man with experience on stage, screen, and radio, one Mr. John Newland, a character I know you're going to like. And now here's our director, Les Mitchell. And here's our star, Mr. John Newland. John, after the performance you turned in several weeks ago opposite Virginia Bruce, we've been looking forward to your appearance as a full-fledged star.
Thanks, Les. You've been very kind, and believe me, I appreciate your encouragement.
Well, John, any encouragement I've given is certainly well-deserved.
I hope my performance will justify it. I like the play, and I hope our audience will like me as Irish.
I'm sure they will, John. And I'm equally sure that they'll want to hear more about you after the play.
I'll be Johnny on the spot, Les.
Fine. And now, curtain going up, places everyone. Curtain! The curtain is up, and here is the play.
It's a very strange thing. Everything happens to me. A resident doctor in a regular hospital has normal accident patients. You know, the kind that want to get well and get out of the hospital. But does that happen to me? Not on your life. Maybe I should have known I was headed for trouble when the ambulance brought them in. And the report said that the boy had crashed into an embankment when he leaned over to kiss the girl. But little did I suspect what was going to happen when I mixed that sedative with a pretty girl.
Oh.
Drink this, Mrs. Goober. Take away that ache.
Oh, my head. Oh, I hurt all over. What happened to me?
Come, Mrs. Goober, sit up. Drink this while it's still bubbling.
Thank you. Ooh. Oh, dear. That's awful.
That's a good patient. I'll take the glass.
Oh. Where am I? Who are you?
You're in the Malden Hospital, Mrs. Goober. I'm Dr. Stewart, the resident physician.
Well, what happened to me, doctor? Doctor? You look awfully young for a doctor.
So they tell me. Well, everyone else in the building calls me Irish. If you like that better than doctor, fire away.
Well, what happened? How did I get here?
Don't you remember? You were in an automobile accident. But don't worry, you're not badly hurt. Just bruised. A little rest
accident?
And you...
Accident? Who? How?
You are mixed up, aren't you? You were driving along the Henry Hudson Parkway with your husband, Mrs. Goober, and as far
driving
as...
Driving with my what? Mrs. who?
Your husband. But don't worry about him. He'll be all right. You were both...
Oh, no.
What's the matter, Mrs. Goober?
Matter? I'm not married. I have no husband. That's what's the matter. And that awful name you're calling me, it isn't mine.
Not yours, but there's a wedding license in your baggage.
Well, I don't care what you found in... In what baggage?
The baggage you and Mr. Goober had in the car.
Goober? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not married to anybody.
You're not. Then what were you doing surrounded by rice and bags with a sign on the back of the car saying just married and your wedding ring...
I haven't any.
...is in the hospital safe with the rest of your valuables. Tell me, if your name isn't Goober, what is it?
Now, don't you get your Irish up at me, Irish, doctor. And don't call me by that name again. For heaven's sakes, I ought to know my own name, I guess.
Well?
Well, it's silly. Ramona, I can't think what my name is.
Can't think of your name? And you really don't remember any accident?
No, I don't. Oh, dear. What's the matter with me?
Now, don't get frightened. It's nothing serious. It's not a bit serious.
But what is it?
Oh, I can't be sure yet. Look, you rest. I'm going to the next room and have a talk with your husband. With the man who was...
Was he really in an accident with me?
Yes, he really was.
Honest? He was?
Honest. Our ambulance picked you up in your wrecked car.
Oh. Well, then he must have kidnapped me. My head hurts, too. He probably dragged me by the hair.
Now, Mrs. Goober, don't go getting
up. Don't you goober me. You goober him. He must have drugged me. I'll bet his head doesn't hurt. You call the police.
Now, please, you mustn't excite
goober
yourself. Just relax and try to remember. I'll be back later.
You ask him who I am. He's a kidnapper. I want the police. I want him hanged.
Oh, brother. Mr. Goober. Bill Goober. Awake?
Oh.
Now, easy does it.
What the heck hit me?
Don't get up. Just relax now. You were in an accident, but you're going to be all right.
Accident? What accident?
Your car hit an embankment on the West Side Highway. It's a wreck, but you and your wife are pretty well off.
Well, I'm glad that we're... What? Me and who?
Your wife, Mrs. Goober.
My wife? Look, Doc, you got the wrong guy. I'm not married.
You're not. Oh, now, look, I can take a joke as well as the next
man. Yeah, and you can dish him out, too. I tell you, I'm a single man.
I'm trying to help you, folks, but unless you cooperate, I'll have to put this matter in the hands of the police.
Police? What for? Is it a crime not to be married?
Well, there's something fishy about all this. People in passing cars say that you leaned over to kiss your wife while driving and ended up against an embankment. Your car's loaded with luggage. There's a wedding license.
That happened to me? Doc, you're crazy.
For heaven's sakes, can't I get any help out of either one of you? Don't you remember either, Mr. Goober?
Mr. who?
Goober. You are Bill Goober, aren't you?
Oh, certainly not. I knew you had the wrong guy. Goober.
Ooh.
That's not my name.
What the devil do you mean?
Well, just what I said. You've got the wrong man.
Oh, I have I? Tell me, mister, if your name isn't Goober, what is it?
My name is... It's... Hey, I can't remember.
What?
I've forgotten it, but it's not Goober. It couldn't be. Gosh, I don't get this.
You don't get it. Well, I get it, but I'm not sure I believe it.
What do you mean?
You and your wife, you've both got amnesia.
Doc, this thing I've got amnesia, is it bad?
No, Mr. Goober. Just a temporary loss of memory due to your injuries. You'll get over it. Just stay in bed here and rest.
I will remember then.
Certainly. You'll recover fully. Just a matter of time. We need your cooperation, of course. You see, this case is, well, to put it mildly, is it's unusual.
What do you mean, unusual?
Well, you and your wife have both got the same ailment. It's very rare. I've never heard of it happening before.
Look, Doctor, did you really find a wedding license and Goober and all that?
Yes, we did.
All right, then. I can't remember, but that woman, the one who says she's my wife, she's faking. She must be. Get the truth out of her, Doctor.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
How'd she ever manage it?
Manage what?
Trick me into marrying
her. She did no such thing. As a matter of fact, in her present condition, she thinks you kidnapped her.
What? That's a lie. She's faking, I tell you. What she got to forget? She trapped me, didn't she? Wait. Ha. Won't stand up.
What won't?
Goober. I can get it annulled. She married me under a fake
name. Now, please, slow down. Before you go to court, try to remember something, will you?
How'd she manage it? Oh, my head. Splitting. That's it. She slugged me.
Holy
sneaked up behind me and slugged me. She must have been desperate. Now, when I get my hands
now,
on
Goober,
her, I'll...
Calm down. This is bad for you.
Oh, all right, all right. Ah, now I see it. She married me for my money.
What money? Do you remember something?
No, but she must have. Why else do they?
Oh, what's the use? We'll trace you through your property. I'd better clear out of here now. This is a fine kettle of fish.
Well, what's the matter?
Matter? Nothing. You rest and try to remember now. I'll be back. But if we don't clear this up quick, I have a feeling I'm going to need a doctor.
It's so kind of you to show me the way to Dr. Stewart's office, Dr. Bird.
Oh, not at all. It was right on my way, and after all, I'm very interested in your daughter's case. I've heard the staff discussing it. Quite remarkable from a psychiatric point of view, you know.
Oh, you're a psychiatrist. Oh, how wonderful. You know, I've always wanted to consult a psychiatrist, to watch him work. And now I'll have the chance.
Oh, but it's not my case, Mrs. Conway. It's Dr. Stewart's. Of course, I've worked with him before, and if he would want me to help out, I...
Oh, but I insist.
Oh, here we are.
Come in.
This is Mrs. Conway, Dr. Stewart. Dr. Stewart will tell you the facts of the case, Mrs. Conway. I'll probably see you a little later.
You'll what?
I asked Dr. Burns to consult with you on the case. Well, you don't mind, do you, Dr. Stewart?
Mind? No, I'd like nothing better, Mrs. Conway. Won't you sit down?
Has there been any change since you called me, Doctor?
No, not a bit. They're both still in the fog.
Goodness, I can't understand it. And they were so much in love and on their honeymoon. Oh, it was such a beautiful wedding.
There's a good chance that seeing you will snap them out of it, Mrs. Conway. We'll go up as soon as they've come out of that sedative.
Well, in the meantime, Doctor, now I wonder if you would help me. You see, I've been having the strangest symptoms lately.
On second thought, Mrs. Conway, it might be better if we woke them up. If they see you after a sudden awakening, it might do the trick.
you know me?
I'm sorry. Irish, who is she?
It's your mother, Carol. That's who it is.
That's my mother? Oh, dear, I'm awfully sorry, but I don't remember. I just can't seem to...
Now, Mrs. Conway, please, tears won't help. Yes, now that's better. Pull yourself together.
But she doesn't know me. My own baby, my Carol.
Are you sure you're my mother?
Oh, yes, Carol. Look at me, dear. You used to call me Mummy Cakes. Remember?
Yes, that's it. Now, tell her things about the past.
Yes, now let me see.
Now, Carol, please try hard to remember.
Oh, I feel so helpless. I do try, honestly, but it's like trying to see through a stone wall.
Now, remember Cape Cod, dear, and Summers.
Summers.
Yes, we always took that cottage at Point Independence.
Mm.
Now, your room upstairs had the hard mattress.
The hard one.
And you used to call it your bed and board, all rolled into one.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Cod. Mommy Cape's bed and board.
And you remember, darling, 4 summers ago you met Bill on the beach. Cora Sue Miller introduced him to us.
She did.
And when he walked off with her, kind of looking back and smiling at you, you said to me, oh, I could marry a man like that if he asked me in a nice way. Oh, dear, you were such a devil about Bill.
Bill? Who's Bill?
Your husband, Bill Goober.
Goober? It's a lie! You're trying to fool me.
Carol, baby,
Carol, if you can't remember yourself, won't you take our word for it? This lady is your mother.
Oh, no. No!
Oh, Carol.
Please believe us. The man in the next room is your husband.
Oh.
And Mrs. Conway is your mother.
Oh, she is not. No!
For heaven's sakes, why not?
Because if she was really my mother and my name ever was Conway, I'd never have been crazy enough to change it to Goober.
And if I'd known I'd have a case like this, I'd never been crazy enough to pass pre-med.
Oh.
Together, Mrs. Conway. We'll see what luck you have with Bill. He's in this room.
Oh, dear, my poor children.
Just open the door and go on in alone. The sudden sight of you might snap him back. Now, go ahead. Walk right in.
Bill. Willie.
Hmm? Why, who are you?
William, darling, don't you know me?
No, you know. Never saw you before in my life. Oh, you're the one, darling, huh? Don't you darling me, you old woman.
Bill.
I knew you'd turn out to look like this. Admit it now. You tricked me. You tricked me into marrying you. I've been crazy, too, of my own free will. You're old enough to be my mother.
But, Bill, darling, I'm not.
Where's Dr. Stewart? He said you were a beauty. I noticed you weren't badly hurt in the crash. Only me, the innocent party. What'd you hit me with, a baseball bat?
Bill, I'm not your wife.
You admit it. Dr. Stewart! That's more like it. If you're not married to me, what you going out telling everybody these crazy stories for? Doctor, shame on you.
What's all the yelling about?
It's a hoax, Doc. She just admitted it. She's not my wife at all. Ask her.
I haven't been able to get in a word.
Go ahead. Tell him the truth.
Oh, no. How the devil did this get started? Of course she's not your wife. She's your mother-in-law.
Then what did she get? What? Mother-in-law? I never laid eyes on her in my life.
Oh, my poor children, my poor children.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Honest, I didn't realize. I've been so mixed up that I just naturally thought you... Well, I just can't remember. I'm sure I'm not married. All of a sudden, I have a wife and a mother-in-law. Hey, have I got any children?
You were married the day of the accident.
You were married in Boston, at my home. Reverend Sipley, oh, you are both so happy.
There's got to be a way out of this. If I concentrate...
Yes, Phil, now try. Try as hard as you can.
Wait. Look, what's my name, ma'am?
William.
Come on, Mrs. Conway, there's...
William what?
Mrs. Conway, I wouldn't...
It's William Goober, remember?
That does it, Goober. Doc, she's in on it, too. For herself, she picks a name like Conway. But it's Goober for me.
Here we go again.
I'm not married, and I'm not crazy, and I'm not Goober. Do you hear me? Now get that woman out of here. I'm not Goober. I'm not. Huh? So you're out here, hiding out on
me. Now, look here, Everett. I've enough trouble without having...
Two amnesias in one family. It's remarkable.
You're getting in my way, Dr. Burns.
Now, you forget, Dr. Stewart. I came on this case at the express request of the patient's mother. So we might as well cooperate.
Okay, Mastermind, I'll brief you. Neither of them recognize Mrs. Conway. They're each convinced the other one is faking. If they hear the name Goober, they throw a fit. If they see each other, there's liable to be a murder. And to top it all, they're both fine kids.
I've got an idea that might work. We'll try it on the girl first.
Even if it comes from you, I hope it works. I want to see some improvement there, and fast. I don't like the way she looks at me.
Mama or daughter?
Mrs. Goober is my patient.
And Mrs. Conway wants to be. You've got to coach me in the proper bedside manner sometime, dear boy.
Let's stick to the facts of the case.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe we can kind of play along with them. Here's what we'll tell them.
Carol, this is Dr. Everett Burns. He's a... We've learned some interesting facts about your case.
How do you do, Doctor? I'm afraid I'm a very muddled patient.
Well, young lady, we've learned something that may interest you.
Oh.
The truth is, we've found that you're not married at all.
No.
And your real name is Mary Allen.
What? Not married?
No.
Mary Allen. Well, that doesn't sound right either.
Oh, believe us, Carol, your name is Mary.
Well, I don't understand. How could you...
Terrible, vicious mistake, Miss Allen. The man in the next room is suffering from...
Dementia hysteriosis, they call
it. His whole story was fiction.
Oh, I see. And the woman who said she was my mother?
Nearsighted. She phoned this morning to say the real Goobers are honeymooning in Florida.
Oh, well, thank goodness that's cleared up.
Now, all you have to do is rest and get well. With this silly problem gone, you'll be remembering in no time.
Mary Allen. It's a nice name, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
What else about me?
Well, that's all for today. We'll tell you more tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Burns. You've made me happier than I can tell.
Oh, that's quite all right, my dear. Coming, Dr. Stewart?
Certainly.
Oh, Irish, stay another minute, will you?
Go ahead, Dr. Stewart. I'll wait in the corridor.
Well, Miss Allen?
Call me Mary. You used to call me Carol.
Well, Mary, then?
Irish. I'm awfully happy now. You know why?
Of course. Now you know your real name.
Oh, that too, but really because I'm not married, Irish.
Oh, of course.
Oh, of course. You're very formal with me, Dr. Irish Stewart.
Really, Carol. Mary. Dr. Burns is waiting.
I looked in the mirror today. I'm really a kind of pretty girl.
Of course you are, Mary.
And now we both know I'm not married.
We know no such... I mean, you'll have to avoid decisions and things until you remember.
I see you're going to make me say it all, Irish. You're a coward. I know you like me. I can tell.
That has nothing to do with anything. You relax and behave yourself and stop being so darn sweet and pretty all at once. It's... goodbye.
I'll be waiting, Irish.
Say, what happened to you?
You and your bright ideas. Now that she thinks she's single, Carol thinks she wants me. Another minute and she...
What happened? I mean, what did you do?
Do? What could I do? I retreated.
Oh, but look here. That was wrong. All wrong.
Wrong? I tell you, another minute and I'd have been the third corner of a triangle.
Now, look, when she comes out of this, she won't even remember you. The important thing is to make her happy. Set her mind at ease. It's the only way to bring on a cure.
Are you suggesting that I...
Now, go back in there and tell her... Oh, tell her whatever drollery she wants to hear.
But I can't...
Unorthodox cases often require unorthodox treatment. It's the only way. You want to get rid of her, don't you?
Well, okay.
Oh, Irish, you came back.
Obviously.
Come closer, Irish.
Now, don't excite yourself, Mary.
You come right over and kiss me, Irish, or I'll jump out of bed and kiss you.
Don't you dare.
Why'd you come back?
Because you're shameless, that's why. I couldn't... That is, well, you're
sit
so...
Sit here, Irish.
No.
Come on. Kiss me, you fraidy cat. My heart's going like 60. What else would you prescribe, doctor?
I'm darned if I know. This never came up in medical school. I'd better get out of here.
No, you stay right here. If you leave, I'll chase you in my bare feet.
You stay right in bed.
I warned you.
Carol, get right back into bed.
Now, you big white-coated baby, you kiss me or I'll roll you down. I will...
No.
Well, Dr. Stewart.
Oh, darling. My darling, Bill.
Oh, Carol, I... Who? Did you say Bill?
Dr. Stewart.
You're not my Bill. How dare you kiss me?
Ow! Why, you remember. You remember.
Remember what? Don't you dare touch me. Where is my husband? What have you done with my husband?
He's done highly unethical and unprofessional. Really, Dr. Stewart, making love to this woman and her husband right in the next
room.
You
keep out of this.
This time, I've got you right behind the eight ball, Dr. Stewart. I'm sure the board will be interested in the
report. Oh, go hide. Carol.
Carol, where are you going? Come back here.
You just try and stop me.
Carol, don't go in there. He may get violent.
No.
Bill. My Bill. You're hurt.
Who the heck are you?
Bill Goober. Don't you dare not
Goober.
Know me.
So you're the one.
Oh, put down that pillow, William Goober.
Goober, let go of that water tumbler.
What? Put those things down, silly. It's me. It's Carol.
You vampire, you. I'll show you.
Oh.
Not get off me. Terrible. Separate them, Dr. Squirrel.
Kiss me, Bill. It's Carol, honey. Give me a kiss.
Don't let go of me. Help.
Clumsy, you dropped the pitcher. Bill, will you kiss me?
Will you please?
Darling.
Carol. Carol, baby. What happened?
Dr. Burns, he remembers her. They both remember.
Amazing.
Really? Haven't you two doctors any other patients to see?
Oh, yes, sure.
That's right. Mrs. Goober and I would... Oh, Mrs. Goober.
Oh, Mrs. Bill Goober. It's a wonderful name.
Well, that's that. Now for some unfinished business. You've been getting in my way, my friend, and now I've got you alone in a nice, empty room. I think I'll remove you from practice for a few weeks.
Now, wait a minute.
Your patients are going to miss you due to a regrettable
but unavoidable
accident.
Don't get your Irish up. I mean,
come back and stand your ground.
Oh. Excuse me. I've got to run. Emergency call.
Oh, how exciting. Irish, my dear boy, you know, I've just seen the children, and they owe it all to you. And now that you've done so well for them, I wonder if, well, you see, I have these symptoms.
It's just like I said. Everything happens to me. See what I mean? No sooner did I get the newlyweds together again and contented with the name of Goober than I had Mama and her symptoms. My only consolation was that I persuaded her to take her problem to a specialist. One Dr. Everett Burns, all of which should keep him out of my hair for a while at least.
Now here's our director, Les Mitchell. And here's our star, Mr. John Newland. Believe me, John, your performance justified your star status.
Thanks, Les. I had a lot of expert assistance from my old friends and associates, the Lewises, Kathy and Elliot.
Thank you. Les, didn't I hear you say something before the show about briefing our audience on John?
That I did, Kathy.
Well, in which case, as old friends and associates, we'll carry on with Operation Newland.
Well, let's see. John, you played roles in musicals and dramatic shows on Broadway, didn't you?
Yes, Les, and sandwiched in some radio work.
And a brief stay at the American Academy, where he found that he learned more from practical experience than the study of Stanislavski.
So you went back to acting.
And the Army. I spent almost 5 years in the service, part of the time as a member of the radio unit that presented assignment home and returned to duty.
Then more stage work in summer theater at Laguna, and finally, pictures.
Well, Les, the boss seems to cover your activities, John.
Completely less and concisely.
Oh, but you've left out the most important thing.
Oh, what's that, Kathy?
Well, really, his looks.
Kathy?
John is tall, tanned, and very attractive.
Kathy, now, wait a minute.
As a matter of fact, I'd say that his looks match his voice.
Goodbye, Les. Goodbye, and thank you, Kathy and Elliot Lewis.
Goodbye, and thank you, John Newland. And please come back and star for us again.
In the cast, you heard our star, Mr. John Newland as Irish, Kathy Lewis as Carol, Elliot Lewis as Bill, Marjorie Bennett as the mother, and Stanley Waxman as Dr. Burns. Please Remember was written by Norman Ober and edited by Jerry Day, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
It's been a real pleasure bringing you our play, Please Remember, and we hope you'll be with us next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each and every week and hear such stars as Elise Knox, co-starring with her husband Tom Harmon in A Timely Football Story, Peggy Knudsen, Jackie Cooper, and many other great actors in great stories selected especially for them. John Newland can be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, Gentleman's Agreement. Van Desitel speaking.